Today is the 14th day of May. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is great to be here with you as we bring another one of our weeks to a close together. So congratulations on that. We were looking out over this week just a week ago, saying it was all new, and now we have lived it and told the story. And we just keep moving forward together, and so let's do that. We're working our way through the book of 1 Samuel and immersing ourselves in the life and times of Israel's first king, King Saul. Today, 1 Samuel 15 and 16. Samuel said to Saul, "I am the one the Lord sent to anoint you king over his people Israel. So listen now to the message from the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. I will punish the Amalekites for what they did to Israel when they waylaid them as they came up from Egypt. Now go, attack the Amalekites and totally destroy all that belongs to them. Do not spare them. Put to death men and women, children and infants, cattle and sheep, camels and donkeys." So Saul summoned the men and mustered them at Telaim, 200,000 foot soldiers and 10,000 from Judah. Saul went to the city of Amalek and set an ambush in the ravine. Then he said to the Kenites, "Go away, leave the Amalekites so that I do not destroy you along with them. For you showed kindness to all the Israelites when they came up out of Egypt." So the Kenites moved away from the Amalekites. Then Saul attacked the Amalekites all the way from Havilah to Shur, near the eastern border of Egypt. He took Agag, king of the Amalekites, alive, and all his people he totally destroyed with the sword. But Saul and the army spared Agag and the best of the sheep and cattle, the fat calves and lambs, everything that was good. These they were unwilling to destroy completely. But everything that was despised and weak, they totally destroyed. Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel. "I regret that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions." Samuel was angry, and he cried out to the Lord all that night. Early in the morning, Samuel got up and went to meet Saul, but he was told, "Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor and has turned and gone down to Gilgal." When Samuel reached him, Saul said, "The Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instructions." But Samuel said, "What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowing of cattle that I hear?" Saul answered, "The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best of the sheep and cattle to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but we totally destroyed the rest." "Enough," Samuel said to Saul. "Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night." "Tell me," Saul replied. Samuel said, "Although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission saying, 'Go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites. Wage war against them until you have wiped them out.' Why did you not obey the Lord? Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord?" "But I did obey the Lord," Saul said. "I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal." But Samuel replied, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. And Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. I violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the men, and so I gave in to them. Now I beg you, forgive my sin and come back with me so that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to him, I will not go back with you. You have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you as king over Israel. As Samuel turned to leave, Saul caught hold of the hem of his robe and it tore. Samuel said to him, The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to one of your neighbors, to one better than you. He who is the glory of Israel does not lie or change his mind, for he is not a human being that he should change his mind. Saul replied, I have sinned, but please honor me before the elders of my people and before Israel. Come back with me so that I may worship the Lord your God. So Samuel went back with Saul, and Saul worshiped the Lord. And Samuel said, Bring me Agag of the Amalekites. Agag came to him in chains, and he thought, Surely the bitterness of death is past. But Samuel said, As your sword has made women childless, so will your mother be childless among women. And Samuel put Agag to death before the Lord at Gilgal. Then Samuel left for Ramah, but Saul went up to his home in Gibeah of Saul. Until the day Samuel died, he did not go to see Saul again, though Samuel mourned for him. And the Lord regretted that he had made Saul king over Israel. The Lord said to Samuel, How long will you mourn for Saul, since I have rejected him as king over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and be on your way. I am sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I have chosen one of his sons to be king. But Samuel said, How can I go? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me. The Lord said, Take a heifer with you and say, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you what to do. You are to anoint for me the one I indicate. Samuel did what the Lord said. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town trembled when they met him. They asked, Do you come in peace? Samuel replied, Yes, in peace. I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord. But the Lord said to Samuel, Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, The Lord has not chosen this one either. Jesse then had Shammah pass by, but Samuel said, Nor has the Lord chosen this one. Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to them, The Lord has not chosen these. So he asked Jesse, Are these all the sons you have? There is still the youngest. Jesse answered, He is tending the sheep. Samuel said, Send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, Rise and anoint him. This is the one. So Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. Now the Spirit of the Lord had departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord tormented him. Saul's attendants said to him, See, an evil spirit from God is tormenting you. Let our Lord command his servants here to search for someone who can play the lyre. He will play when the evil spirit from God comes on you, and you will feel better." So Saul said to his attendants, "Find someone who plays well and bring him to me." One of the servants answered, "I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem who knows how to play the lyre. He is a brave man and a warrior. He speaks well and is a fine-looking man, and the Lord is with him." And Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me your son David, who is with the sheep." So Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, a skin of wine, and a young goat, and sent them with his son David to Saul. David came to Saul and entered his service. Saul liked him very much, and David became one of his armor bearers. Then Saul sent word to Jesse, saying, "Allow David to remain in my service, for I am pleased with him." Whenever the spirit from God came on Saul, David would take up his lyre and play. Then relief would come to Saul. He would feel better, and the evil spirit would leave him. John 8, 1-20. But Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. At dawn he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. In the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. Now what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?"
"No one, sir," she said.
"Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus declared. "Go now and leave your life of sin." When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." The Pharisees challenged him, "Here you are appearing as your own witness? Your testimony is not valid." Jesus answered, "Even if I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is valid, for I know where I came from and where I am going. But you have no idea where I come from or where I am going. You judge by human standards. I pass judgment on no one. But if I do judge, my decisions are true, because I am not alone. I stand with the Father who sent me. In your own law it is written that the testimony of two witnesses is true. I am one who testifies for myself. My other witness is the Father who sent me." Then they asked him, "Where is your Father?" "You do not know me or my Father," Jesus replied. "If you knew me, you would know my Father also." He spoke these words while teaching in the temple courts near the place where the offerings were put. Yet no one seized him, because his hour had not yet come. Psalm 110 of David, a psalm. The Lord says to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." The Lord will extend your mighty scepter from Zion, saying, "Rule in the midst of your enemies." Your troops will be willing on your day of battle.
arrayed in holy splendor. Your young men will come to you like dew from the morning's womb. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He will crush kings on the day of his wrath. He will judge the nations, heaping up the dead and crushing the rulers of the whole earth. He will drink from a brook along the way, and so he will lift his head high. Proverbs 15, 8 through 10. The Lord detests the sacrifice of the wicked, but the prayer of the upright pleases him. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves those who pursue righteousness. Stern discipline awaits anyone who leaves the path. The one who hates correction will die. Father, we thank you for your word and another week. As we continue this journey and make our way into the center of another month, and we just keep moving day by day, and you keep speaking day by day through the scriptures, through the guidance of your Holy Spirit, through the fellowship of brothers and sisters around us, we thank you. We thank you for what you have begun to speak to us in the book of 1 Samuel. As we look into Saul's life, and as we watch him be more concerned with his image than with who he actually is or could be, may that not be our story, Father, we pray. May we be image bearers of the Most High God and nothing else. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That's home. That's home base. It's the website. It's where you can find out what's going on around here. The Daily Audio Bible app does the same thing in the palm of your hand, and you can get the app wherever the app store that's connected to your phone is. Search for Daily Audio Bible and you'll have that. And that is the most comprehensive experience moving through the Bible in a year. It allows us to kind of check off our days, find out if we've missed anything, take some notes that we don't want to forget, maybe even star an episode that we don't want to forget, we want to review and go back to later in the year, or just remember it. All kinds of stuff packed into the app. So check that out. Check out the community section where we get connected. And that's where the prayer wall is. Check out the Daily Audio Bible Shop. There are resources there for the journey we are on through the Bible in a year in community. And so check that out. And if you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, if what's happening here, immersing ourselves in the scriptures day by day, step by step, together, the next step forward together, if that is life-giving to you, then thank you for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you are using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I will be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible Explorer Lee in Boynton Beach. I'm calling in to encourage and pray for Jeremiah in Michigan. Give her of good gifts. Jeremiah, I totally want to ask the Lord to continue to empower you to walk out that simple step of obedience, to reach out after a season of boundaries that needed to be I come from a lot of abuse, a lot of manipulation, control, greed, all of that. And with my mom having the dementia now, that unforgiveness tries to raise itself up against the will of God, meaning to owe man nothing but to love him. And that looks different with parents, it's different with siblings. And I just, Lord, Heavenly Father, you are able and you are willing, and you will guide and strengthen each step of what that looks like. We have given up our rights to hold anyone accountable against what they do to us, and we're not responsible for their change. But when they see what you've done in our lives, may it be a great witness of your great power, your love, your mercy, and your strength to do what reconciles, what restores, and what empowers love, which is always sacrificial, because your son and his sacrifice and your sacrifice of giving him to us and the work of the Holy Spirit, all of that on our behalf when we didn't deserve it, nor could we earn it. So yes, I pray you bless the meeting with his parents. I pray that his parents have open hearts and open minds and open eyes. Jesus.
Good morning, DAB. My name is Jesus. I'm calling from South Florida. And this morning I am calling on a prayer request for Sister Jones from upstate New York. She called from the prodigal children and myself. I had a waiting time and trusting God that he will bring my daughter back home. We had situations at home where my wife and her couldn't get alone, and that's our daughter, that's our blood daughter. And she left, and she has been out of contact with us for a while. Well, anyways, Sister Jones, from upstate New York, I am thankful that you call. Happy belated Mother's Day to all of you. And I want to thank you so much, Sister Jones, for having the heart and patience and trust in the Lord God that you will bring your children home. My children also, my daughter also, I have two boys and a girl, and daughter, she also knows the Lord. It's just derailed by the ways of this world, you know. I pray for all the parents, especially mothers, who patiently wait on the Lord to deliver their prodigal children back home. That the Lord will give us the trust that we need in him and the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to pray, not just for our needs, but for the parents that are waiting on the return of their children. Dear God, oh Holy Spirit, you that were left behind to guidance, I pray that you be the lead that we need, the guidance that we seek, that you hold within us the trust that we need to have in God, to know that in one way or another, whether our children will come back or they will just be safe in his presence, God. I pray this with my heart wide open, and thank you, Sister Jones from upstate New York, for bringing your message, and may the Lord guide your children back home.
Dear family and friends, this is Heather from California. Just wanted to let you know a couple things. First, my husband, Doug, who's been in the hospital and rehab for a month, he is coming home tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you for praying for us. And pray for him to be able to get home and be relaxed and help us with the caregiver, and you know that the Lord will just watch out for Doug, because I have a long road with my mom. Praise God, her white count has gone up, but we do have some issues that are going on with her liver now. The enzymes are pretty high, so we need prayer on that the enzymes, that the medicine works, so that way she doesn't have to be off of chemo for too long. And so I'm just so thankful for you guys. I can't even tell you how the last like 13 weeks has been so crazy. And it's going to be crazy still because my husband's going to be here and I got to go take care of my mom. And thank God for my sister-in-law, Becky, that she's going to help me with my mom. Because caregivers are very expensive. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Lord, for family. I just want to let you guys know that I get up every morning and read with you guys, so I feel like I'm not alone. And I know that God is always there, always with me and my family. And I just want to tell you guys how much I love you. And thanks, Brian. You're the best, bud. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate your daily I love you. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Hi, DAB family. This is Joanna from the Pacific Northwest. And I'm on a sick day today, which is actually kind of nice. I'm just sitting at home drinking tea and listening to the DAB. And this morning I was struck by just how beautiful this community is, that we're from all different backgrounds and cultures and political sides and whatnot, but we all can come together on our love for Jesus and our pursuit of his word. And I love that. So just wanted to pray and encourage you all this morning. Jesus, thank you so much that your community is founded on a love for you, Lord. Thank you that you have blessed us beyond what we see in this world, beyond the limits that our culture and our understanding of each other has. But Lord, your spirit comes and unites us. You give us love and peace and joy and gentleness for each other. You give us healing and insight and such tenderness and compassion from you that we can share with each other. So Jesus, I'm just so glad to follow you, so glad for this community and for my church community, and I just praise you this morning, Jesus. I pray this in your name, Lord. Amen.